Sylvia Earle, Marine Biologist, the Early Reader Edition. Sylvia Earle was born on the 30th of August 1935 in Gibbstown, New Jersey. Her mother and father loved the outdoors and encouraged Sylvia to explore. Now, Sylvia is a marine biologist and explorer. She has also written many books and teaches young people about the ocean. Sylvia went to Florida State University and got her science degree in 1955. A year later, she did a master's in science at Duke University. She then did a doctorate degree in phycology, which is the study of algae. After finishing her doctorate, she spent a year at Harvard University as a research fellow. In 1969, Sylvia applied to a project called Tektite. The project was for scientists and would allow them to live under the sea for many weeks so that they could learn more about sea life. Even though she had over 1,000 hours of experience of researching under the sea, she was rejected from the project. However, a year later, she was asked to lead the first ever all-women team of aquanauts, people who explore the sea, in the second project, Tektite 2. 10 years later, Sylvia set the world record for the deepest solo dive by a woman, with 1,250 feet. Nobody has beat her record, even today. She also became the first ever woman chief scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is a company that measures conditions of the sea and air. Since 1998, Sylvia has been a National Geographic Explorer in Residence, which means she is an explorer for the biggest science and educational company in the world. She is sometimes known as her deepness because of her love for the deep sea. In her life, Sylvia has worked in many jobs that involve learning about and protecting the sea. She has also set up many companies to help take care of sea life too. In 1982, she started Deep Ocean Engineering and built a submarine called Deep Rover. Deep Rover could go as deep as 3,300 feet. In 2009, she started Mission Blue, which is a company that tries to protect areas of the ocean. Sylvia Earle has also won a huge list of awards and honours. In 1970, she won the US Department of Interior Conservation Service Award. In 1998, she became Time magazine's first ever Hero for the Planet. In 2022, the Aurora expedition called their expedition the Sylvia Earle after her. She has been winning awards throughout her life. Sylvia Earle is a hero who has spent her life learning about and protecting sea life. We can all learn from Sylvia and try to protect the seas. Explore our related pages below to find out more about Sylvia Earle.